page 46, bulletin board, compiled by Judy Wilkinson. Special cruise for visually impaired travelers. I believe this cruise will fill up fast, especially for those on the West Coast, so don't wait, book early. Cruise on the Carnival Splendor, round trip from Long Beach, California, October 17 to 24, 2010, visiting Puerto Vallarta, Mazatlan, and Cabo San Lucas in Mexico. Rates start at $839 for an inside cabin, $939 for an ocean view, and $1,049 for a private balcony. All rates are per person based on double occupancy. Single rates are available upon request and are subject to change without notice. Rates include 7-day cruise, port charges, government taxes, and gratuities. To book your fun-filled vacation, call 614-409-0143 or email dkronk@htc.net. Page 47, Braille Essay Contest. ACB's Kim Charlson forwards this information. She says, I served on the judging panel for the 2009 essay, and I'd like to see more ACB members submitting quality essays. Onkyo Braille Essay Contest, sponsored by Onkyo Corporation and the Braille Mainichi. Contest period February 1 to April 30, 2010. The submission deadline is April 30. The Onkyo Braille Essay Contest is being administered by the National Federation of the Blind on behalf of the North America Caribbean region of the World Blind Union. Essays must be written by contest participants in English or their native language in Braille and must be completely original in nature. Entries should be no fewer than 800 words and no more than 1,000 words in length. There will be two groups of competitors, one junior group age 25 and under and one senior group age 26 and up. Prices range from $500 to $2,000. Essay topics 1. How do you acquire knowledge and information through Braille or audio devices? Illustrate with some interesting personal stories or episodes. 2. How can blind persons become independent by learning Braille or music? 3. Individual concept about world peace from the viewpoint of persons with disabilities. All essays must be received by April 30, 2010. For more information, visit the web at nfb.org/nfb/onkyo_braille_essay_contest.asp or contact Tricia Tatum at 410-659-9314, extension 2510, or email her at ttatam@nfb.org. Page 48, Greater Bakersfield Chapter Facebook page. If you're on Facebook, please visit our Greater Bakersfield Council of the Blind page. It may be a good resource for chapters and affiliates. Kevin LaRose, Candle in the Window Conference. This small nonprofit organization of and for visually impaired people boasts Donna Pomerantz as a board member. Why not make Candle in the Window part of your year's plans? The topic this year is transitions. We are working to make this year's conference a great experience for all who attend. Where? Wooded Glen, Henryville, Indiana. When? August 4 through 8. We are interested in your input as well as your attendance. If you have ideas for presentations and or would like to present a session, please contact Becky Barnes at beckyjimb@optonline.net or Nancy Trzynski, 413-441-2305 or baxman@adelphia.net. If you would like more information, contact Nancy. Limit approximately 20. Cost $485, double occupancy, all-inclusive. Fly into Louisville. Transportation to and from the conference is included. New device submitted by Artis Bazin for Dr. Louis Goncalves. I am part of a team of doctors, scientists, and engineers that are developing a new sensory substitution device that gives a person visual information in the form of sound. A camera that is embedded in a pair of glasses captures an image every second, and that image is transformed into sound. If a person learns to interpret the sound, he or she can gain information about the environment that would be available from looking at the image. Page 49, we have recently received a grant from the National Science Foundation to perform a study of the feasibility of the device starting in February 2010. The goals of the study are to determine how easily and quickly a person learns to interpret the sounds, and more importantly, how useful the device becomes in daily lives. We are looking for 10 participants for the study. To participate, you must have total blindness or light perception only and must be able to come to our office in Pasadena for 2 hours of training twice a week. The duration of the study for each participant is 3 months. Participants will be compensated for their time and reimbursed for their transportation expenses. If you are interested in participating in the study or would like to find out more about it, please contact me at 626-252-0496 cell or email luis@metamodal.com. Blind Grapevine from Patty Matej, Public Relations Coordinator, Utah Council of the Blind. We are inviting members from neighboring state councils to join the Blind Grapevine, a conference call for discussion about issues such as recent loss of vision or other topics that might help us aid each other. The Blind Grapevine is conducted from 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Saturdays. To join the conference, call 605-475-4500 with the ID 22377. For brochures about the Blind Grapevine, contact Linda Livesey, conference call moderator at lindalifsey@gmail.com or phone 801-744-5555. Page 50. Also, the Your Listening Ear program is held Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. PST, for one-on-one calls as a support network resource for people experiencing recent vision loss or for other issues associated with vision loss. The out-of-state number for this program is 800-273-4769. I can be contacted at 801-268-0671 if you have any further questions. CSU System Scholarships, the California State University System, will be offering 44 $6,000 scholarships for the next academic year to legally blind students who are enrolled full-time at one of the 23 California State Universities. Applications are submitted through the financial aid offices at each university and are due in various dates in April and May 2010. From the California Connection, attention Southern California Edison customers. Are your appliances a few generations out of date? Do your windows give your home a nice cool breeze even when they're closed? Whether or not you answered yes, perhaps it's time you let someone assess the energy efficiency of your home. Subscribers to SoCal Edison may qualify for replacement energy efficient appliances free of cost. To sign up or receive more information, contact Asian Rehabilitation Services, Doreen Wong, D-W-O-N-G, at AsianRehab.org or 213-743-9242. Tell Doreen that you heard of the program through CCB. This way, CCB will earn a credit for referring you to this great program. When you call, have the following information ready: billing name, physical address, phone number, information regarding disability status and annual income. No other confidential information will be asked. Page 51, Mega Self-Defense Program for the Visually Impaired at the San Francisco Lighthouse. A self-defense curriculum specifically catering to the visually impaired has been developed by Stephen Nichols and Alan Gutzel. The Mega Self-Defense Program is uniquely different from other self-defense programs. Most programs follow a general curriculum and slightly adapt it for a visually impaired class. But the Mega Self-Defense Program was designed from the ground up to teach techniques and cover issues specific to a visually impaired person. What do you do in a situation where you cannot make a quick getaway to safety? How do you defend yourself and target your attacker if you cannot see him? These are among some of the issues that a blind or visually impaired person must deal with in a potentially dangerous situation. The program has become successful in England and parts of Europe. To find out when the next Mega Self-Defense Workshop will be held, contact Philip at 415-694-7372 or email pkum@lighthouse-sf.org. The Fellowship for Leadership Development. Sponsored by National Industries for the Blind, NIB, this fellowship is a salaried 2-year program that combines business focused on the job experience with formal management training. Legally blind individuals who have an undergraduate degree, work experience, and passion for business are invited to apply. Fellows are selected based on academic achievement, experience, motivation, references, and personal interviews. Fellows who completed the program have moved to management jobs, gaining financial independence, and as business leaders have added value at all levels of the workplace and society. Page 52. If you have questions, contact Sandy Finley, NIB, Business Leaders Program at fellowship@nib.org or call 703-310-0506. Seeking Executive Director /CEO at the Santa Clara Valley Blind Center in San Jose, California, from John Glass. Editor's note, paragraphs detailing duties are removed to save space. Experience, at least 5 years of business experience in a supervisory, administrative, or leadership capacity. Nonprofit management experience, grant writing, financial and fundraising experience preferred. Experience working with state and federal regulations desirable. Inquiries should be sent to ACHEW@visionbeyondsight.org. Get healthy with yoga. Beginning Yoga for the Blind and Visually Impaired is a dynamic, inspiring 5-CD set produced by Gretchen Hine, a certified Kripalu Yoga instructor, and Marty Klein, a blind author and workshop facilitator. The goal of the series is to help blind and visually impaired folks use yoga to reclaim and sustain strong, flexible bodies, as well as help encourage students to find a yoga class in their local communities that will be suitable for them. The packaging has bold, dark lettering with a contrasting background so folks with low vision can read it. Each CD has many different tracks to make future programming possible by combining different yoga postures. Page 53, there are specific tracks on CD number 5 to inform prospective yoga teachers how to be thoughtful toward a blind student. The cost of the 5-CD package is $39.95 plus shipping and handling. You can order the set at the web blindyoga.net or by phone at 845-679-7532. Frances Mary Dondria, seeking students for research study. Students who are between the ages of 16 and 22 years, who are Braille readers and users of assistive technology, are needed for a study. This study will explore how you use both Braille and electronic information for classroom work and how you learn these literacy practices. The purpose of this research will be to add to our understanding of the current role of both hard copy, paper Braille, and use of electronic access to information by people who are blind and your attitudes and perceptions about both Braille and technology. This information will inform how we prepare pre-service teachers to instruct young Braille readers. If you are interested in participating in this study or getting more information, please contact me via email at fmd22@pitt.edu or by calling 412-521-5797 or by writing to me at 5513 POSVAR, POSVAR Hall, University of Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15260. If you are under 18, you must have your parents' or guardians' permission. Accessible tax information from Artis Basin. The IRS Alternative Media Center wants you to spread the word about talking tax forms available at the web, irs.gov/FORMSPUBS/article/0,ID=961510.html. These forms are the latest tools to aid those who are blind or visually impaired. The forms are easy to use with Microsoft Active Accessibility Compliance Screen Readers and Dragon Naturally Speaking Voice Recognition Software. Tell your friends and neighbors you could make tax preparation less taxing for someone. The AMC provides alternative media resources for you and for taxpayers with disabilities. Popular products include accessible electronic files and hard copy Braille and large print. Please visit the above website for these and other products.